Hello. Okay, it's me again, Jay Remy here, also known as the Lone Observer, with the fourth episode of Spiritual Empowerment Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help you rediscover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in the world and in your life as well. My website is called theinconvenienceofawareness.wordpress.com. Let me repeat that again, theinconvenienceofawareness.wordpress.com. And my YouTube page, which is always in the link. But my website and my YouTube page is always in the episode description as well. So you should be able to find those two things there. Here on in this fourth episode, I'm going to get into something that's I'm going to get into a topic where I quite honestly believe that I don't have no idea how this is going to honestly come to an end. And this topic is about divide and conquer. Because divide and conquer is what's is keeping humanity from collectively standing in their personal power, their personal sovereignty collectively with one goal in mind, and that's freedom. Imagine that, and being liberated from this enslavement system. Imagine humanity standing together, collectively. One person is bad enough and rather dangerous, but millions, billions of us at once, the power structure would not like that. And that's the reason why they do all these things to keep us fragmented and confused and in fear. Like I said, I don't think that a real difference on this planet is going to truly be made on a permanent, holistic level as long as people are divided and not on the same page. Because most people are not on the same page. Most people are off in their own little worlds. They're all doing their own little thing, but they're not making it come together. I understand there's people out there that want to work alone or whatever, but at the same time, that there's some people out there that need to these people need to understand that you can't think that humanity is going to change if you are the 100% if you're 100% the director. You got to understand that we all need to actually be in this together. We might all have our differences, but at the end of the day, we need to not let those differences get to the point where we're fighting amongst each other. I mean, we need to actually put an end to these things, but I'm going to go in depth into that in a second, and right shortly. I want to quickly talk about how there's people out there who want to make a change but the problem here is that people who are getting into wanting to make a change, they have huge egos, or they just have these huge egos. They don't understand that this is not about becoming famous or popular. Some people actually try to do this work. I mean, who do this work are trying to do it because they want to be popular. I'm dead serious. They think that this is about them, about how I'm going to be the hero. You got to get out of that mentality, because this is way too serious for that. And it's just a very selfish, and I say solipsistic attitude people have. You know, this whole attitude of how this is going to revolve, the world's going to revolve around me. And how I'm going to do things that's going to revolve around me. And everyone else, you know, they can forget it. They can go screw themselves if they're not going to do it my way or follow me. That attitude, this cult, like this fostering of a cult mentality. I also question the motives of people who do this or who actually think like that. But that's another story. But one of the biggest sources of divide and conquer is the fact that people have a lot of these attitudes, these ideologies that are just out of alignment with cosmic law or universal law in general. The same ideologies that were given to them by the same power structure, the controllers, that are keeping people in this divide and conquer mentality, along with the fact that a lot of people actually come up with a lot of this information that has no basis in nature or reality, but it's based on some subjective attitude that has no basis in universal law. And if you want to know what I'm talking about when I say universal law, I'm talking about the inherent laws of nature. that govern how we create reality and how what we manifest. I mean, if you want more details about that, is about universal law, go to my website. There's an article there that says universal law and the critical importance of it. And there's actually the second episode of my podcast when I go into universal law, what it is. So go watch that. But anyways, like I said, universal law is simply like this. Your action, it's based on the attitude of right and wrong. A right is something that doesn't harm another individual. A wrong is something that harms another individual. It's actually something that goes beyond cultural perceptions and individual perceptions of right or wrong, this whole cultural moral relativism. We need to transcend that. That's one of another keys of divide and conquer, this attitude of cultural relativism or moral relativism, this ridiculous attitude, because a lot of the majority of people are either moral or cultural relativists. Moral relativism is very dangerous because of the fact that that's one of the key fosterings of divide and conquer. People who come with this ridiculous idea that there's no such thing as inherent morality. That's ridiculous. Everybody knows, at least the average person who isn't screwed up in the head or isn't psychotic, will tell you that everybody will agree with you that murdering someone is wrong, right? And we're not talking about self-defense or something like that. That's different. But, I mean, murdering someone in cold blood, you know, killing someone who isn't threatening your life, for example. Majority of people universally agree that's wrong. That's a good example of a natural law. And that's do not kill another individual. That's common sense. For example, there's the moral relativists out there who will claim that killing certain. I mean, there's some moral relativists. Oh, they won't admit this to you, but particularly, I mean, but you know, you see this, that there's people out there who will murder people if it's justifiable based on their subjective ideology born out of moral relativism. There's people who will do that. Because that's ironically how authority and government works. What I like to call the ultimate tool of violence and bloodshed. Because that's what government really is, violence. But a lot of people want to actually ignore that. A lot of people want to talk about how, oh, the government's here to protect me and all this. I mean, you know what? I'm not going to get into all that. I think I went a little bit into this into episode 3. But people need to understand that people need to get out of their cultural relativistic and moral relativistic attitudes. You understand that your culture is not any marker of universal morality, because there is such a thing as a universal morality, and a lot of people deny it, especially New Agers and solipsists and all these other people out there. There is such a thing. And if you tell me otherwise, then I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. I can't talk to people like you. I can't take you seriously. And that attitude is going to keep us enslaved and keep us divided and conquered as well. As long as people think this is just subjective. There's no such thing as subjective morality. Morality is based in the cosmic laws that are inherent in nature. And if you have a problem with that, you know what? Well, I don't know what to say. I'm just going to just say bye to you. Because we live in a world where things are melting down, things are collapsing. If you've been paying attention to what's going on right now, and we need to get our shit together really fast. Anyways, now, hold on a second. I'm going to take a look here at my notes. Yeah, let's talk more about other dividers. For example, political ideology. The fact that a lot of political ideologies, the biggest problem I have with them is how they're based in materialism, or based in narrow-minded ideologies, and are based in, again, cultural relativism. How most political ideologies are based on the surrounding culture. And many of the ideologies really have little, if anything, to do with any real spiritual truth or any truth about reality. It's based on some kind of perception of reality based on about the collective's perception. And remember, a lot of people think that perceptions are reality. They're not. They're your best guess about reality. Another thing about political ideologies, along with religious ideology, what I'm going to get into in a second, is that it's no basis in truth. It's only based in what is comfortable, what is actually going to work for me in my surrounding, in the surrounding people who support it. Political ideology is just ridiculous. Well, it doesn't matter what the ideology is. You can be liberalism, conservatism, you can call yourself a libertarian, you can call yourself whatever. It doesn't matter. The biggest problem with these ideologies is that they're all based in mostly based in materialist or very limited worldview that actually does not take the spiritual nature into things into account. And the biggest problem with a lot of these political ideologies is they foster divide and conquer through saying that this group of people or these groups of people are the problem. Not understanding there is a bigger, there is a bigger picture to this whole thing. I mean, I'm not going to get into the specifics of who points fingers at who, for example, liberals point fingers at these guys, conservatives point fingers at these people, and so forth. I'm not going to get into the specifics of that. But what I'm trying to say is that's the biggest problem with politics. And I can't even stand politics as it is. It's disgusting. I can't stand it. But that's not the point right now. The point is that political ideology, we need to transcend that and start to actually look to what is inherent in nature. But people can't do that because, in fact, they're so entranced in the matrix. You have to come to a certain spiritual understanding of how this reality works to actually see through all this bullshit that's involved, that are based in this material worldview. It's kind of funny how a lot of the so-called religionists and the so-called many so-called spiritual people out there buying into this political left-right divide and so forth. It's a joke. And now I'm gonna get into religious ideology. Religious ideology is really more it's a little more complicated, but I'm gonna try to shorten this and combine this into something that's makes sense. Religious ideology, just face it. A lot of religions out there were born historically and not in outside of mainstream history. The reality is that religion has been created to pretty much control people and to actually hide the spiritual or occulted truths about ourselves. What I mean about the word occulted or occult is that the word occult simply means hidden. That's it. It just means hidden. A lot of people have this, a lot of negative connotations about the occult. You understand there's two sides to the occult. There's a good and bad side, but a lot of people want to focus on the bad side. And I really talk about how I feel the reason why a lot of people focus on just the bad side of what the occult is because of the fact that a lot of it is due to poor research and the fact that a lot of people don't go into the good side of occultism because a lot of it, let's face it, the good side of it is not as exciting as the bad side because a lot of the main, like I said, alternative media is just entertainment these days. How it's just too boring for people to actually look up these works based centered around occultism and study them. But I'm not going to get into that. But anyways, the biggest problem with religion is that it's always been there. It's just there to hide the real spiritual truths about who we are. This has nothing to do, like I said, another problem with religion is the fact that it has created, there's been very different variances of the same thing, hiding behind astrotheology. Astrotheology actually is about the fact that a lot of people actually, literally at one point in the past, have worshipped the sun. But a lot of the problem is that a lot of people still worship sun deities and don't even know it. But that's something you can go look up on your own, the whole astrotheology thing. But the fact that they actually have carefully made it so that a lot of these religions out there have a lot of these differences in it. It's weird because at the core of a lot of these religions is there's some truths at the core, but they're very well hidden. You cannot find the truths through literalism of these religions. The literalism is there to keep you actually confused and divided and fooled. And another problem with religion is take a look at the fruits of religion and what it has done to the human race. Look what it has done to the human race historically and to this day. It's sad. All the bloodshed, all the pain, the suffering, and the wars, and the fact that religion also fosters bigotry as well, because of the fact that these holy books, especially through certain interpretations, actually even incite hatred to claiming that these are messages from the God, their God. Now, understanding that these were messages from the people who have invented these religions, the ones of the powers that shouldn't be. And a lot of people actually don't want to hear about how religion, like I said, is just a big part of the control structure, this archonic control structure. A lot of people don't want to hear about it. You know what? I'm not going to sit here, and try to hear your objections. I'm thinking you need to do your own research if you don't believe me. I mean, you got to learn to connect your dots, because a lot of these religions are based on falsehoods and lies. The biggest problem with religion is that they try to create codependencies, telling you that you need to depend on an external force. One of the biggest offenses about religion, speaking of divide and conquer, is the fact they try to tell you that God is something outside of yourself. One of the biggest offenses is telling you that God is outside yourself, not realizing it's within and without. It's within you. It's just about retapping yourself back into that, because of the fact that we've forgotten our connection, and we have to learn how to reconnect. Most people can do that if they learn how. But this environment we live in and our fallen condition makes it hard to connect. We have to actually use certain practices to reconnect. For example, we need to learn how to redevelop our intuitive side of the mind. Incorporating certain practices into our life to help us reconnect with our inner divine, or that God consciousness, that source creator consciousness. You know, we need to do these things. But the problem with organized religion is they actually keep you from wanting to do these things. They also will actually demonize you if you try to do it. They try to tell you that what you're doing is satanic and demonic. It's designed. They want you to do that. I mean, they want you to think that. It's all by design. All by design. Also, another thing that keeps us culturally divided is language. And language is something interesting, because that's not going to change until humanity's consciousness raises, if that's ever going to happen. Because I look at the world around me, I'm thinking, I don't know how the hell humanity's going to make it. Because something bad is really coming for humanity due to what's going on right now. And personally, me, I'm not really concerned about it, because I am at peace, I have a sense of inner peace, especially knowing who I really am. And the fact that life is not all there is here, life and so forth. I mean, but it's just language. Language, we have to understand with language that we need to get to a point where we're actually back at speaking to each other telepathically. But we're so far away from that right now. But language is a huge divider, because there's a culture behind language. And language is one of the things that are actually the key to cultural divide. Cultural divide, like I said, cultural divide is one of the biggest problems, one of the biggest divide and conquer methodologies. I'm not trashing anyone's culture or anything, but let's face it. A lot of people have cultural perceptions that are out of alignment with what's inherited nature and what's keeping us divided. Let's face it. They actually think that their culture is ultimately, because their culture becomes their religion, literally becomes a religion. I mean, take a look at the word cult. Sure, cult. It becomes their cult. I always talk about how religion is your cult. Oh, wait. I meant to say that culture is your cult. I'm sorry. I need to drink water, but I just want to keep going. Another thing that causes divide serves to self-attitudes and ideologies and people who just don't care. They just want to live in their own world. I already talked about that as well. And the fact that there's many distractions created by the powers that shouldn't be. For example, the bread and circuses. The authorities have always used bread and circuses to keep people divided, keep people actually, the endless entertainment. Not only entertainment, but a lot of people make it their whole, make their life sort of around entertainment. And in the mainstream media, and yes, even the alternative media, actually just creates this divide and conquer through what they report. For example, sports is a huge divide and conquer. I mean, the crazy fights and arguments I've heard about, well, people arguing, fighting over sports and demonizing each other and just brutally and cruel and being cruel to each other because of the fact that people literally get so behind their teams that they will literally insult all the other people who support that set, their rival team. It's just a game, people, but it's crazy. And this even goes for hobbies as well because, I mean, oh my goodness, it goes for certain hobbies as well. I know because I've seen this with other hobbies like video games, how a lot of people will actually will become what you call console fanboys, you know, people who like a certain video game console or company and will bash the other people who bash the rival video game consoles, for example. This is particularly amongst younger people, though. And it amazes me how a lot of people will literally spend a lot of time and energy and spend lots of and go on YouTube and actually make make videos about, you know, these fanboy wars or actually try to become the center of the drama themselves. You know, this is all about how drama entertainment is keeping people divided and conquered. And I talked about how the mainstream media and even the alternative media is guilty of this too, this whole divide and conquer, because of the fact I noticed that certain alternative media outlets, not all of them, of course, not all the alternative media is like this, fortunately, but many of the big outlets, they post these stories that seem to be there to trigger those divide and conquer the divide and conquer mentalities. These mentalities that get these triggers, as in what you think of a certain group of people, for example, or for example, how about like me? One of these outlets actually posted a story about, oh, this migrant did this to this person. My question about this story is, that story is not there to help you inspire you, to help empower you. We all know how bad the migrant crisis is. We know how bad it is. But to post a story like that, and you take a look at the comment section, you're thinking, this is exactly what they want to see. They want to see the views. They want the clickbait. They want all that ad revenue from the clicks. And they want people fighting and arguing amongst each other. Because I have a strong feeling that a lot of the alternate, that some of these, not a lot, but some of these alternative media outlets are controlled opposition. They have been compromised. But that's just me. I'm not going to say it's 100% true or not, but I just got a feeling that it is. So don't take my word for it. And the people who actually are doing this whole, I got to make my money, you know, you need to quit it. This whole, I need to make my website like this, I get you to post these stories that are, you know, that just incite emotion so you can get your clicks. It makes you, people who do this are immoral, objectively immoral individuals. And they have a lot to answer for because they're helping to enslave us. They're not inspiring and making a difference. But with that type of attitude of them, I'm going to post these articles, these entertainment-based articles or these drama-based articles. I mean, what does that have to do with educating us or inspiring us? Or I'm going to post a story about a transsexual, abandoning their child or something. I'm dead serious. There was some story about that on one of these alternative media outlets. So I'm thinking, what does that have to do with, I mean, people abandon their children every day, whether straight or not. I mean, like I said, the fact that you talk about a transsexual tells you, like I said, it's triggering prejudice in people while you're getting that clickbait. To get that money, that close those that money. Getting back to universal law and understanding our true inner divine nature through meditation, contemplation, and even get out of the city, go into nature or something. Do something. Get into nature. Get equating with nature. You need to actually just kick your mind off what is going on. Need to spend more time with yourself. Introspect more. Because a lot of people don't introspect enough. Some probably never introspected one time in their life. I mean, get out of there. Just get away from it all and do these things. Reconnect with the natural world and get out of the matrix. Because a lot of these things in the matrix, these ideas that are propagating the matrix is there to keep us divided and conquered. And I really don't think that we're going to really truly make a difference until we do these things. But I don't see how that's going to happen. I quite honestly don't think humanity has the ability to do this on their own. No, I'm not saying we need some savior or someone to come save us, because that's a fallacy and it's a trap that's always manipulated. But what I'm trying to say is that it's just that we need to really start reconsidering and start rethinking what we think and start actually taking this issue more seriously and realizing that universal truths are actually truths that are actually benefit everybody. It's not based on cultural perceptions or constructs of the mind or anything like that. And there's going to be people out there who's going to try to object to all these things. But you know what? I don't care. I honestly don't even care about my critics. My critics they're nobodies to me. What was that? I thought I heard a voice. I must be my imagination. My imagination sometimes gets a little crazy. That's how I treat my critics. Because my critics, you know, screw them. I don't care about them or any of our critics listening to this. I don't care about you, too. You can go try to contact me. I'm just going to ignore you. But that's it for today. I've actually went into these things, and I hope that people understand that we cannot effectively take back our power until we actually stop being divided and conquered by all these matrix paradigms that are political, religious, and cultural, along with relative thinking and relative attitudes. We're never going to get past this until we do that. In the meantime, people need to just stop being entranced in this matrix, stop buying into the drama, what's going on. It's one thing to actually be aware of what's going on, is another to be so entranced in it and letting it emotionally get to you. That's the whole part of the energetically, this system is designed for us to actually invest our energy into this, especially in a negative way. That's what we need to do. So we need to stop negatively investing our energy into this, because that's how we're being harvested and fed on. The dark forces feed on our energy, and they want us to be divided and conquered so they can continue to control us. We need to get out of that mindset now. And that's it. And after this podcast is over, go check out my website and my blog. Thank you. And thanks for listening.